Tammy Farrell, 19-year-old, Miss Teen USA, 2004, hails from a farm in Phoenix, Oregon. She has spent the year as an advocate for DARE and other teen-related causes. Prior to the pageant, she had never left Oregon. Now she has traveled all over the United States in addition to a first-class trip to London and Berlin. When they are not globetrotting, these three beauties are roommates, which can sometimes be more traumatic than the apprentice apartment. Bill Rancic never had to worry about a misplaced $100,000 tiara. The Mar-a-Lago diet. You can't just think like a billionaire. You have to eat like one, too. Whether you have a world-class chef preparing all your meals or just a simple hot plate, always remember, you are what you eat. Gary Gregson, the executive chef of the Mar-a-Lago Club and the Trump International Golf Course, has worked for me for 9 years, and he's one of the top chefs in the world. His job is to make sure that all of our guests eat well during their stay. The guests include national and local politicians, television personalities, movie stars, musicians, and the wealthiest of the wealthy. Gary's job is demanding, but he's an absolute pro. Gary used to keep a list of all the notables that have been entertained at the Mar-a-Lago Club, but the list just got too long. There are just too many people who want to experience Mar-a-Lago. What keeps them coming back? Gary tells me that it's his food, and I'm inclined to believe him. You may not believe me, but I keep to a somewhat strict diet, a diet that Gary invented for me. We call it the Mar-a-Lago diet, and if I didn't adhere to it from time to time, my waistline would be an absolute disaster. I'll admit that I go for the occasional DT burger or ice cream or pizza, but for the most part, I watch what I eat. How do you go about getting started on the Mar-a-Lago diet? Visiting the Mar-a-Lago Club is a good start, but you can also try it at home. Gary developed the Mar-a-Lago diet with me in mind. He tells me that it has a lot in common with some other popular diets out there right now, but the Mar-a-Lago diet is more sustainable and far more realistic than the others. And it works. A former Miss Universe who had gained some weight stayed at Mar-a-Lago, and after a couple of weeks, she was back in pageant shape. Gary believes that it's ridiculous to think that you can enjoy life without carbohydrates and sugar. Everyone's avoiding bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes these days. Next month, people will probably be swearing off fruits and vegetables. You have to satisfy your appetite and stay balanced. It's as simple as that. The Mar-a-Lago diet is not what you can't eat, but what you can and should eat to stay thin. Part of the Mar-a-Lago diet is always fulfilling your cravings as they develop, as ridiculous as those cravings may be. Gary's motto may as well be, "Want caviar on your Dover sole? No worries. What about caviar on your scrambled eggs? Even better."